College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the program here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 1 o'clock. Our buddy Caleb Johnson, who joins me next to talk some Hawks, will come your way then, taking you up until Hawks pregame as they try to snap their seven-game losing streak. And, man, yeah, we started the show talking about the Hawks, and if you missed it, I don't think you can justify just trying to make a move to make a move for optics' sake, for the fans' sake. Like, it is what it is. You can't lose seven games in a row, completely fall out of the playoffs, lose your second best player for the season. Like, it is what it is, right? But then it's kind of like the angel and the devil on the shoulder, right? It's like on one side, you know, the pragmatism, the do what's right for the future of the franchise. But then the quick fix, the sugar, the honey, if you will. But what if Brandon Ingram comes in here and he sparks the fan base and he sparks the franchise and they can climb their way back into a playoff seed? What if they trade for Nurkic and they get that center that, you know, can finish at the rim and the stuff that they've been lacking from a big man? Yeah, but where does that leave you, right? The seventh seed? The eighth seed? I mean, I don't – Noelle and I were talking about it. I don't – she says sixth seed should be the bare minimum if you're going to try to do that. I don't see that. I think you've gotten yourself too far out of it at this point, barring some sort of miracle – you know, the opposite of what's been going on now. You know, you win 7-8 games in a row. I just don't see that happening. But at the same time, it's just so tough to think about going another half a season with the way it's been looking. Ooh, I mean, my goodness. Can't be much worse than it is right now. 404-726-0929. Again, we'll get back into the Hawks talk with our buddy Caleb Johnson coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Noelle White, I need your help. Need your help. Your boy is left in a pickle. And I want to hear your guys' responses to this at 404-726-0929. That is the text line as well as the phone number to call in. Or hit me up at C. Thomas Radio and let me know. First of all, Noelle, are you a big Valentine's Day person?
No, I'm not. And it's usually because I'm wrapped up chasing shoes during All-Star Weekend, and those two things usually diverge against each other.
But are you not a mushy, romantic, like, do you just show your affection in other ways?
Yeah, I'm an acts of service, gifts type of person.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said gifts. So Valentine's Day's coming up.
Is.
And my girlfriend, she's about it.
Hey, girlfriend.
Yeah. Kara, if you're listening, you know I love you, but we need to talk about this. She's about it. She is a mushy-gushy, loves to give, loves to receive, wants a nice dinner, wants to dress up. She's about it.
Okay.
Fine. All good. I'll do it. Sending her flowers. She's a teacher to her school. She wants all the Hallmark things that you could possibly think of. She wants it. And I have no problem doing that. Here's the issue. Our 6-month anniversary is a week later. And.
Well, that's good timing.
Yeah. Wasn't thinking about that. When I asked her to be my girlfriend. So, Noelle, she sort of pitched it to me this way. Let's go big on one, and let's keep it casual on the other. because we're just coming off the holidays. We just went out. Her birthday was in January. We took a trip to Chattanooga. So we've been going hard in the paint. But Noelle, I don't know if I can believe her. because I'm going to be the idiot who just, you know, does a little something for the 6-month anniversary, and she's going to buy me like a PS5. And I'm going to be looking like just an absolute, you know what, sitting there like, oh, but you said keep it light. So I need you to play detective for me here.
Okay.
How do I, without asking directly, what do you think this all means here? Do you think she's serious about saying, hey, you know, let's keep it light after Valentine's Day? Or do I just need to not even try to screw this thing up and just keep doing what I'm doing here?
This sounds like one of those I love you concessions. Like, you know, you know what I like, but I'm gonna try to give you a break here. So what you could do is kind of meet her in the middle and keep it casual, but put a surprise in your back pocket. Just something that's just for her. It doesn't have to be super over the top, but just something she has no idea that's coming.
Okay, so it's not about the size of the prize.
Yeah.
Sort of a thing. All right, I like that idea. I wasn't thinking about it that way. My gut tells me,
go home.
Yeah, that's what my gut, just from knowing her and, like, she's a very much eat with her eyes type of person.
Okay.
Like, literally and figuratively. She's always like, oh, I want the appetizer and the main course. Like, the other day we went to Olive Garden for dinner, and by the time her entree came out,
she was already full.
She didn't touch it. She just brought it home. She ate the salad and the breadsticks, and we got some fried mozzarella, and she was like, man, I got this whole thing of chicken and spaghetti right here, and I'm not even going to eat it. So I just feel like I'm being left up to my own devices here, and I don't like it. and I don't like having to make these type of decisions. I don't want to be put in a situation where I screw it up. But I do like your idea of, you know, maybe don't break the bank, but have a nice little momentous token. You know, that's more of a meaningful gift than just me buying something for the sake of buying something. Which I do try to do anyway.
You sound like a stand-up boyfriend right here for the last 10 minutes. I mean, what can I say? What can I say? How can you really mess this up?
Oh, Noelle. Oh, you speak too soon. So what do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Help me out, people. Hit me up on Twitter at @CThomasRadio or hit the text line at 404-726-0929. Is my girlfriend giving me a wink, wink, nudge, nudge by trying to play cool and saying, yeah, you know, for Valentine's Day, we'll do some nice stuff. But then for our 6-month anniversary, we'll just kind of, you know, keep it chill. Or she's saying, dummy, you know me, I'm going to say the right thing, but you better do the right thing. Because that's kind of where I'm going with this one. At 404-726-0929. I need your help. What should I do? It's been a rough couple of months for your boy, man. So my birthday was the end of November. Then you have Thanksgiving. Then we had Christmas. Then we had New Year's. Then we had her birthday in the beginning of January. Now we have Valentine's Day. And then we have our 6-month anniversary. I need like a second and third job basically at this point just to keep things going. All right. So that's just a little fun side note throughout the show. We'll revisit this as I get some answers. 404-726-0929. What should I do, fellas and ladies? Is she telling me the truth? Or am I going to have to drop another bag? 404-726-0929. All right. Let's let you hear some of this NFL stuff from the week because there was a lot going on even though the Super Bowl, all quiet on the Western Front till next week, there was a bunch of hires and a bunch of press conferences. So let's dive into some of this stuff. First up, Aaron Glenn. The biggest thing for the Jets is that dude coming back. You know the dude I'm talking about, Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Glenn was asked about it.
Here's what I do know. Aaron Rodgers will be talked about. It will be talked about. We've already texted that communication with Aaron Rodgers. And as we continue to look at the roster, we'll make decisions accordingly.
I don't think he's coming back. If I had to bet right now an amount of money that mattered to me, and with me getting all these bags in, that could be $5 at this point. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. I think they're going to try to make this thing a blanket-wide coverage of new, everything new. Head coach new, GM new, everything new, quarterback new. So that's where I'm at with this. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming back to New York. I don't think it makes sense. I think he's going to try to go to a team. Because he, despite all the crap, he actually played well last year. He had 28 touchdowns and 11 picks. So he could still do it. So I think maybe you try to find a way to get him to a team like San Francisco that's ready to compete, that's more suited for a quarterback at the point of his career. Because they're starting over in New York, man. Why does Aaron Rodgers want to be part of a rebuild, right? That's what I'm saying. One more from Aaron Glenn. He was talking about the Jets roster entirely, including the QB position.
We're looking forward to that process. I can't tell you how long that process would be. But the thing is, we're going to make sure we get the right answer. And we're not going to rush through this answer. We're going to get the right answer.
That's what I'm talking about. They're not just going to do it to do it. So it makes sense for them to take their time, get everything right, and move on from Aaron Rodgers. Now, how about this debacle in Dallas? I can't make heads or tails of this thing. What the hell is going on there? Here's Brian Schottenheimer talking about his skills managing the X's and O's of a football game.
I'm really good with X's and O's, but I'm great with people. And the type of men that we have in this locker room are excited about that.
All right, 404-726-0929. I have no idea what Brian Schottenheimer, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, I mean, it has just been an absolute mess over there in Dallas, and I don't think they're going to be very good next year. All right, we got a couple of calls. Let's take them, 404-726-0929, before we get to Caleb Johnson. I got a couple of relationship experts on the line. Carmen isn't coming. Carmen, help me out. What is my girlfriend trying to tell me?
I think that if she cares about you, she will appreciate your being direct with her and asking her, are you referring to all of the expenses that we've had to encounter over the holidays, or is it more that you want to chill on a personal level? You know where this is going. I just need to know. I think it's okay to ask. When somebody cares about you that much, they don't mind that you ask. And if they don't care, they're going to care. It's going to bother them that you're asking. I would say gift-wise, get her a watch, get her a sweater. Timu is good. You could shop like a billionaire very inexpensively. but I say it's okay. Say, ask her, what exactly, where are we going here? Are you talking about budget-wise? I love you, I care about you, whatever it is you want to say. You want to go light, I guess. Maybe say you care about her instead of loving her. I don't know. It all depends on what she means by that. Even I don't know, and I'm a woman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're a guy. You deserve clarity.
No, Carmen, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for checking in at 404-726-0929. Carmen's like, hell, I don't even know what she's talking about, man. No, it's just Carmen, and I appreciate you weighing in. It's just about, is every holiday, especially when they're this close together, like, are we just blowing it out? Is everything going to be, balloons and unicorns and rainbows and butterflies, or when she says, I get it, a lot of stuff going on the last couple of months. We can do Valentine's Day, but then for the 6 months, we can just chill. I just don't know if she really means that. That's the problem. 404-726-0929. That's what we're trying to figure out. All right, let's get Shane in Fayetteville before we take a break. Shane, what's going on, man?
Oh, Carmen, she was such a sweet lady. Hey, you already answered your own question. You know she go hard for holidays? You're going to have to do it, bro. My wife's birthday is 5 days before Valentine's Day, and there's no reprieve. You're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
No. Bite the bullet and go big, and your stomach is just vibrating, telling you to do it. You need to do it. Yeah. I've been married for 7 years. You got to do it, bro.
All right, Shane. Appreciate the phone call. I think you're right. He just said it. His wife, wow, that's tough. 5 days before Valentine's Day is the birthday?
Yeah, my birthday is 4 days before Christmas. So.
Oh.
And I didn't play games either. I'm going to need both.
Yeah.
Need both. Because when your birthday come around, you're going to get happy birthday from me, too.
You're right.
So, yeah.
All right. The more I'm thinking about it, Carmen, as sweet as she was, I think she was giving me too much credit, honestly. All right, 404-726-0929. If you got a thought, hit me up on Twitter, at C Thomas Radio. It's also the text line. My girlfriend, she told me, you know, we got Valentine's Day coming up, and then a week later is our six-month anniversary. And she said, babe, let's do Valentine's Day, but then for the 6 month, we could take it easy. A lot going on, but I don't buy it. So I think she wants her cake and eating it too, literally and figuratively. What do you think? Help me out, 404-726-0929. Let's see if Caleb Johnson can help us out, because, man, oh, man, the Hawks are in it right now. 404-726-0929. He joins me next. Got a ton of great responses coming in on the text line at 404-726-0929. We'll read those coming up next segment before we get into some Hawkstrewn false. Noel, I incited a riot. There's a lot of differing opinions out there on what I should do. If you missed it, my girlfriend and I are celebrating our six-month anniversary, which is great, but it's a week after Valentine's Day. And she's like, nah, let's not go too big on, you know, the six-month anniversary thing, especially with, the Valentine's Day stuff. And I'm like, do you really mean that, babe? Is that what we're doing? Because if I know you, you're a go big or go home type of gal. And it's not just for her. She's a great gift giver. Great. Everything I'm wearing right now is from her, actually, as a matter of fact. 404-726-0929. I know this guy doesn't have a problem with that because he's married. So everything's kind of like, you know. It's a tag team effort at this point. Caleb Johnson's on the WadeFord.com hotline. Caleb, all my relationship difficulties aside, the Hawks are certainly going through their own right now. Seven straight losses. Jalen Johnson out for the year. Trey Young snubbed for the All-Star team. How did we get it? Let's just take a deep breath. Find out how we got here and how we move forward. What has led to this point where the Hawks are right now?
Oh, Chris. Look, it started with injuries, as it typically does with this team. Something obviously unfortunate, something that you can't really control. As much as people would like to say, well, you know, oh, bring in new trainers, bring in new this, bring in new that. These things just unfortunately happen. And when injuries start hitting, and then you combine that with guys. What does my dad say? You can't hit the broad side of a barn, which is what the Hawks shooting has been for the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's just anything that can go wrong has gone wrong, because you've now added on the fact that the locker room vibes are weird, not necessarily bad, but certainly weird. You've got players who are out with what I would probably assume are fake injuries and or not with the team. So it's just like it is all bad. You know what, Chris, I thought about this, and I'm probably going to bring this up on my show later. I've gotten really into that show Severance on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they have their personal life and then they have their work life and they are severed between the two don't meet each other. I would really like a severance procedure for Hawks basketball. And when it comes time to watch this team and to talk about this team, I have that version of my brain, and then the rest of the time I have my outside brain, because nothing has been fun about this team as of late. And honestly, the thing we focus on now is what's going to happen a little less than a week from now on trade deadline day.
Glad you brought that up. There goes my next line of questioning. Does the team benefit, I'll use that word, from trying to make a patchwork move for the rest of this season? Because I think the argument that could be made for both sides is don't do it, because it's ultimately not going to make you the type of contender that you were hoping for at the beginning of the season. But the do it side says, hey, we got half a season left. You know, it's going to be an absolute slog if we don't do anything. Maybe a Brandon Ingram or a Nurkic comes in here and provides a little bit of a spark and we can do something.
Any of those trades that you're making aren't for this season. Those are guys you're trading for because you want to get them in a contract where you see them being a part of your future. It's why I have a hard time believing a deal like Yusuf Nurkic is realistic, because the man's getting old and his body is breaking down and he is not playing up to the same level that a lot of us remember him years ago. Now, if Phoenix is willing to throw in a real first-round pick, like an actual first-round pick, not one of these protected picks that aren't going to convey, they're going to turn into a second-round pick, you know, years down the road. No. A real first-round pick, then you are maybe having a different conversation. But I think the same thing goes with, like, a Brandon Ingram, where you had the opportunity to trade for this guy in the past and you opted against it. So if you're doing this now, it means you're eyeing some different things towards the future, whether that's, you know, sending out Clint Capella or sending out Bogey Bogdanovich, because it seems like those are the two guys that you are most likely looking to move. It's also really difficult, Chris, I believe, to move both of those guys at the trade deadline. Because you're not dealing with a new calendar year where teams have more cap space to spend. You are dealing with, hey, this is still within the season and teams have got to make that money right. And the Hawks are not interested in taking on bad contracts in return. They certainly, they can't take on more than $1 million right now, if I remember it correctly. Otherwise, they go into the apron and they are not going into the luxury tax. So with all of that, any move you're making, it is planning towards the future. At the same time, because you do not own your 2025 first-round pick next year, you are also not tanking. So you're in this weird, hey, let's develop some talent. Let's get, you know, young guys. I would look at a guy like Mo Gay, I believe is going to get a lot more run as of late, because they – really want to see, okay, let's see if we can develop this guy into something. And then obviously Zachary Risacher, you want to get him more opportunity with him being healthy, because he is showing you flashes of some really incredible play, things that have never been done by a teenager before in the NBA. He is pulling off. And I think that is where you get your solace in looking for the rest of the season. There's certainly not any deals you're making of, hey, let's go make a run to the playoffs right now. That ended the moment that Jalen Johnson got hurt.
All right. Let me just ask you bluntly. Should Trae Young have been an All-Star?
Yes. Yes, he should have. Absolutely should have. No question about it. However, I warned them that, unfortunately, people don't know how to change their mind on a player once that decision has already been made. And the NBA coaches showed this once again, because if folks don't realize, when it comes to the starters voting, it is half fans, 25% media, 25% players. When it comes to all-star reserves, it is up to all 30 NBA head coaches putting it to a vote, and they select those top vote getters, and those are the players who make the reserves. It does not surprise me in the least bit that Trae did not make it. However, it does surprise me with who
made it in, because I think it shows laziness on the part of head coaches by going, why on earth you're putting a guy like Darius Garland in, who I think is having a fine season, but he is playing second fiddle to Donovan Mitchell on a really good basketball team. So what he's being asked to do pales in comparison to what a guy like Trae Young is being asked to do. Then you've got Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat, who is on a team that obviously is dealing with the mess that is Jimmy Butler. And so he's getting a lot more opportunity to have his hands on the ball and to score, because they're looking for more scorers. What Trae is doing, trying to distribute the basketball to his teammates and leading the league in assists, that's always been something that's gotten people's attention, that they, hey, this is a selfless player. We want to put that kind of a guy in the All-Star game. Now, unfortunately, because of Trae Young's past, where people looked at him as a selfish player, the two don't come together. It's like, oh, well, he might lead the league and assist, but now we're looking at his points and we're going, well, he's only averaging, you know, almost 23 points a game, so that's not as impressive, and we're not going to put him in. It is super inconsistent with the conversations that happen. How you don't get a guy like LaMelo Ball, who was number one in fan votes, was number three amongst player votes. So, like, clearly this is someone that people want to see, even though he's on a god-awful basketball team in Charlotte, and he's, you know, putting up a lot of empty stats. I get that. He's still an exciting player, and this is an event for exciting players. And then a Tyrese Maxey out of Philly, who I think is a really good player. He's someone I thought would get in over Trae, and yet he's on the outside looking in just like Trae Young is, because you're going to give a guy like Damian Lillard, who just so happens to be on a better team, but is not nearly making the level of impact, and is obviously playing with better players around him. So it's just, it's extremely unfortunate that we've found ourselves here. It's nice that Trae can somewhat laugh about it and talk about getting traded on social media. But hopefully I'm going to push for expanded rosters, because I think also when you look over in the West and a guy like Devin Booker isn't making the All-Star game, I think we've messed up here. And so if we can't leave it up to the coaches to make good decisions, then just like the playoff in college football, let's expand this thing so people who deserve to be in get to be in that conversation.
All right, Caleb, appreciate the time as always. We'll hear you coming up right after me, so make sure you stay tuned for Caleb Johnson, his thoughts on the Hawks, and much more. We'll see you soon, bud.
All right, sounds good, man. Talk to you later.
All right, that is Caleb Johnson again. He's coming up as soon as I get off the air right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up next, Noel's got five Hawks true or false questions for me, and we're going to sift through your answers about my relationship dilemma. You don't want to miss that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for five true or false questions on the other side of the glass. Which teams in the ATL will thrive? Which teams will make you scratch your head? On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, yes, it is that time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noel has five Hawks true or false questions. Going to try to keep it as positive as we possibly can. We shall see. But first, Noel, we started something here on the old interwebs.
Of course.
If you guys missed it, I asked Noel, I said, you need to be my relationship therapist today. I'm really glad she decided to hang out with me this afternoon. Usually my buddy E. Slaughter's with me. He had I think he's doing some umpiring or something. So Noel switched shifts with him. I was like, perfect, because I need to ask Noel some relationship advice, because we all know that day is coming up in a couple of weeks, Valentine's Day. But then my six-month anniversary is a week later. So my girlfriend was like, as we're planning it, she's like, you know what? I want to go hard in the paint for Valentine's Day. I really love the holiday. I want to buy you nice stuff. I want flowers delivered to my school. I want to go out to a nice dinner. And I got some nice stuff I'm going to get for you. I was like, okay, you got it, babe. And then she was like, And then we can kind of keep it chill for the six-month anniversary. We had a lot of stuff. Her birthday was last month. My birthday was at the end of November. We had the holidays, Thanksgiving. You know, we're trying to plan a vacation for the summer. Well, it's starting to add up, man. Life is expensive, Noelle, as you know. Here's the problem. She's lovey-dovey. She's mushy, which is great. I love it. She's very affectionate, and I love her dearly. She don't want no slight six-month anniversary, a little, you know, order in some wings and watch a movie. She wants the whole damn thing. So I said to Noelle, I said, what do I do? Do I take her at her word, or do I listen to my gut, which tells me the opposite of what she says? And then I said, hey, everybody out there listening, why don't you tell me what you think at 404-726-0929? We had a couple of calls with differing opinions. We actually, ironically, had Carmen call in and said, no, you know, you seem like a really good boyfriend. Just do whatever you want. And I was like, Carmen, you sweetheart, I don't think you're right. I think your heart's in the right place. And then we had our guy Shane call in, and he was like, bruh. My girlfriend's birthday is 4 days before Valentine's Day, and they might as well be a calendar year apart, because she's getting the whole nine yards. And I was like, okay. Here are a couple of things, Noelle, that I've gotten on the text line so far. WTF is a six-month anniversary. Bruh.
Okay.
I mean, it's the first one, I'll tell you that. You celebrate 6 months, then a year, then 2 years. But 6 months is the first milestone. And if you're trying to tell me that it's not, I don't know what you're talking about. Noelle, do you believe in a six-month anniversary?
I do not.
Ooh, so you go straight to a year.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
If we have an anniversary, that means you've been around a while.
Someone else says, Turtle, play it cool. Your year anniversary is in 6 months, so do it big then. But, and that's from Mo.
I mean, that sounds good, but.
But, right, but Noelle, but, right, but if I screw it up, then I've screwed it up. And then I gotta make it good, and I like, then I might as well just, you know?
Yeah, like if you go hard down, it kind of takes the pressure off of like the year anniversary. Because if you say, you know, we're gonna go light now, and then, you know, a year from now, like, you didn't, now you're on a clock.
Someone said if she's that spoiled, then it's good to find out. She's not spoiled.
Well, and you clearly don't consider it spoiled, so I don't even know.
And she, because she's not spoiled, she gives as much as.
And you've said that a million times.
Yeah, like, everything
I want. That shirt she bought you, and that hat.
The shirt.
Really nice together.
I got a good DBZ
vibe
going. My chains are from her. My shoes that I want, I got some fresh Pumas that match the shirt.
The girlfriend glow up.
Yeah,
I see you.
Exactly. She's been taking good care of me. And I've been taking good care of her. But I need to know if she wants me to do that or not. A couple more and then we'll get to some questions here. Another person says, tell me you're single without telling me you're single, Noelle. This person says, put your foot down.
Yeah, it's always insanity like that. Like, okay, you want me to be alone like you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, let me just put my foot down. Yeah, and just, And let me go run for president while I'm at it, too. You know, it's, come on, man. Yeah, tell me you're single without telling me you're single. Put my foot down. And do what? Exactly.
You clearly want to make your girlfriend happy. So that's not even good advice. We need relevant advice, people.
Put my foot down. That's the tweet of the day right there. I'm telling you, that's funny. 404-726-0929. Hit me up on the text line or hit me up at C Thomas Radio with what the heck I should do with this situation. All right, Noelle, we got some questions to answer about our team. They're struggling hard. They need something in the worst way. What do you got for me?
All right. True or false? Some of these you've already answered, but we're going to get definitive answers. We won't get Turtle on the fence. We're going to get definitive answers from Turtle.
All right.
True or false? The Hawks should make a move after Jalen Johnson's season injury news.
Well, okay. True, because you left it general. They should make a move. They should sell.
Okay.
They should sell Bogey and they should sell Clint.
And I actually agree with you. Yeah.
And then that's it.
Sorry, Bright. I'm gonna miss you, Bright.
Yeah. But no. Should they add? See, if the question was, should the Hawks add at the deadline, my answer would be false.
But see, that's why I made move, because moves can be anything.
Yeah, moves can
right?
be anything. Right. So, my answer is true, because the move to make is to subtract. We've been talking about this all show, and Caleb just mentioned it. If you bring in a Brandon Ingram and you try to patchwork it, then he wants a new deal for next year. You try to bring in a Nurkic. According to Caleb, he's not that guy anymore. I don't watch him on a day-to-day basis.
That's pretty much been a narrative around him. I agree with you. I don't really watch him on a day-to-day basis, but that's been – I'm, like, trapped in NBA YouTube right now, and that's – I mean, trapped. And that's the narrative that's going around.
And he's apparently, like, benched. He's fallen out of favor there.
So it's like trading Clint for Clint.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm going to go true.
All right. Should the Hawks tweak their starting lineup? True or false?
Ooh. I'm going to say false. Well, by tweak, is Zachary Risacher in the starting lineup? That's what I'm alluding to. With your question, is he a starter?
He was a starter.
I don't know
what's happening now.
Yeah, he needs
to come back from the injury.
With that answer, needs to include him as a starter.
Got you. Okay.
So it needs to be Trey, Dyson. Who's going to start for? Is it Veet? Who's going to start for Jalen?
Who is going to start for Jalen?
And then you have Onyeka at the five. And
so I guess you would put
Zach at the three.
Yeah, and put Mo at the
and
four.
Put Mo at the four.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love how we both have question marks about all of that.
Oof.
You can hear the questions on both of us.
That's a tough start. I know. And then when you get rid of Bogey, Hunter's obviously first off the bench. But who's like, does Gary Bird become your main shooter off the bench?
It might be Krejci right now.
Oof. Oh, they're going to be so bad. Oh, my God.
Well,
just not a competitive.
And that's not a good lead into my third question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. True or false, the season can be turned around.
Can it? I guess. No. No. Noel, I think we're determining here as we sift through these questions that this thing's a wrap.
These are the only questions that's left to ask now. Outside of like super broad questions like, should we keep the sky theme next season for the jerseys? Like the outside of those type of questions.
I do like those jerseys.
I do like it too.
No, but I mean, again, if you're not going to make the patchwork move, which we both agree you shouldn't do, then it is what it is, right? You're going to give the kids run. Caleb said it. Mo Gay, he's got to play. Risacher's got to get starter minutes and got to get in the starting lineup. Are you going to bring back up Keaton Wallace? See what he has?
You might as well. You might as well be the backup point guard right now.
Yeah.
He ain't seen Kobe in months.
I don't think he's coming back.
He's not. Not this season. He's out. Yeah.
So that's a failed experiment, too. He hasn't been able to get on the court. Are you counting on him? Like, are you counting on him next year? I don't know.
It's so sad because, like Sharif, they looked at, like exactly what you wanted them to look like in College Park. And it seems like, for whatever reason, both different reasons why, but like, for whatever reason, whenever you try to bring them up, disaster happens.
Yeah, well, for Kobe, it's been injury.
Right, been injury. For Sharif, it was other stuff.
And I guess he's just fragile, man. I don't. That's unfortunate. But yeah, Mogay. We're going to see a lot of Mo Gay, a lot of Risacher, maybe Keaton Wallace, Taquan Plowden. I mean, are we going to, just empty out College Park and see what we got? Here we go.
All right. True or false, Zachary Risacher was the right pick for the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, yeah. This is an easy one. Sar's not good. I mean, he's okay.
He's okay.
Reed Shepard, I think he's in the G League. I don't even think he's playing.
Yeah, he's working
right
on a shot.
Yeah, I don't even think he's playing.
You got the Thomas brothers
right now,
who I like, but I don't think that's what this team needed. the Thompson brothers.
Oh, yeah. Amen and All-Star. Yeah. The one on Houston's pretty good.
Yeah. No, the Thompson brothers are nice. Yeah. They're both kind of nice. I'm just not sure if that's what this team needed. I think we needed more long wings.
I think he's right. Especially if you want to use recency bias. He just had the 30-point game.
And he's had two of them this year. Yeah. So.
Not that it meant anything.
I mean, we're looking at the positive growth of the youth now, as we've established.
Right, some nice stat fillers. Yeah, I think it was. Honestly, I do. And if he plays, 32 minutes a night for the rest of the season, more.
I was just about to say really the best silver lining right here is that you can just go ahead and get minutes and grow. All right, last question. Also an easy one. It's a softball one. This is a wiffle ball toss-up. Is Trae Young an all-star?
Yeah. I mean, I said it exactly that same way to Caleb Johnson. And then he went on his whole diatribe about why he was and about all the different voting mechanisms. I didn't know that, by the way. I'm glad he said that the second round of voting for the reserves is not the 50-25-25 method. It is voted on solely by the coaches. That's a nice little nugget right there. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people realize that. I honestly raised my hand. I didn't realize that. Which explains a lot.
Right. It's loud and clear what coaches think.
Exactly. All right, Noel, great job. We'll get a six-pack in before we close out the show as well. Excited to hear what non-sports questions she has ready for me to go. 404-726-0929. When we get back... He said something that really caught my eye, and I want to share it with you next because I think it'll make you feel a little bit better about the situation. Don't go anywhere. I'll explain. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.